You've been accredited. Who grants such accreditation?
So accreditation comes from Food Banks Canada through Feed Ontario.
Okay, and what does it mean to the Cochrane Food Bank to be accredited?
Yeah, so accreditation allows us a lot of different opportunities that we wouldn't be able to have if we weren't accredited. So accreditation is where we had to go through the process of proving that we were doing everything to the standards of Food Banks Canada. It means food safety, food handling, policies, procedures, all that fun logistic paperwork that nobody likes to do. We had to go through all that process. Took us about a year to ensure that everything was up to par, and then you apply for your accreditation. Through that process, they work with you to see if, you know, if something's not right. They go back and forth, and we were lucky enough, we had no giant hiccups, and they granted us accreditation. With that accreditation, we are able to apply for grants for things like, you know, maybe we need food for a certain time of year. Maybe we need equipment. Maybe we need something infrastructure-based. We're able to apply through Food Banks Canada, and they will grant us those things because we're accredited and we're following all of their guidelines. So it gives us a lot more pull than if we were just a, you know, pop-up food bank with no rules.
Is this the first time the Cochrane Food Bank has been accredited?
Yeah, we've never been accredited in the history of our existence. This is our 30th year. We were founded in 1995, and we have never obtained accreditation. Food Banks Canada is really pushing for accreditation across the board nationally, and we are really very grateful and humbled to be one of the first in Northeastern Ontario to be accredited.
How often do you have to get reaccredited?
So the accreditation is 2 years, and then what we do is we just go through a review. So it's a lot simpler of a process than doing everything from scratch. So maybe there's some rules or guidelines that might change. One of them might be, for instance, they're working on wild game, whether or not you can actually give out wild game like moose meat and things like that. If that the law around that changes, then we have to have a policy and procedure. Then we have a little bit of paperwork to do. But otherwise, it's just a real quick review that we're still following everything that we're supposed to be, and we're accredited again for another 2 years.
Is there someone who actually comes and kind of inspects as part of the process?
Actually, yeah. So we had gone through all the paperwork, and you have to go back and forth with a lot of team members from down in Southern Ontario, and some of them are even further away. And we have had people from Food Banks Canada that have come and visit our facility, and they're very happy that we are clean and following regulations and apparently very organized. So they were very grateful that we have something like that in the far reaches of the north.
Feels good, eh?
It does. It's definitely nice to have recognition that we are doing our part to ensure that there's no one going hungry. We're trying to really battle food insecurity in Northern Ontario.
Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
Yeah, our accreditation is a really big thing for us, but it's good for all of the food banks from Hearst all the way through to Kirkland Lake, as well as Moosonee, which has a new food bank. And we're really grateful for the opportunity to be able to do this because of community members. If it weren't for the community supporting us, we wouldn't be able to help the people that are in need. So thank you so much for everything, and definitely, I know times are getting harder, but don't hesitate to reach out, whether it's if you need help or you want to support us.